Okay, you are tuned to WHBK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You are listening to the Sitting in the Park show. Today, I will be starting off the show with a special guest that I have on the phone. I will be doing an interview with Vandy Lane, member of the group The Ringleaders. Vandy, are you out there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing?
Okay, well, thanks so much for being on the air and telling your story. So Vandy is going to be talking about his group and the records they cut, and we'll be playing their records, so you should definitely keep tuned for that. So Vandy, can you first talk about where you're from?
Saginaw, Michigan.
Okay. And so were you born there?
No, I was born in Georgia.
Okay. How old were you when you moved to Saginaw?
Yep.
How old were you when you...
Three or four.
Okay, so you lived there most of your life.
Most of my life, right.
So how did you first get involved with music?
Well, in church.
Okay.
And friends, long street corners, you know.
Okay. And, okay, and so you formed, so was your first group that you were in the Ringleaders, or were you in any other groups before that?
The Ringleaders first. Oh, I didn't know that.
Did you form the Ringleaders when you were in high school, or were you out of school?
I was out of school, yes.
Okay. So were there any other groups from your area that kind of inspired you to start singing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was Larry Reynolds, the thing with the...
The Dramatics, is L.J. Reynolds? Okay.
Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
And,
you had mentioned, The Darrells, you're saying?
Yes.
Is that the group that cut that record called So Tenderly?
Right. So Tenderly, right.
Okay. And, so that record came out in the early 60s, and, your record came out, like, in the mid 60s, sometime like 66.
Right.
So, how long were the Ringleaders together? Like, what year did you guys form?
We started around in middle of 64.
And you were already out of school, so you had never sang with a vocal group before?
Oh, yeah, when I was in the Army, you know, that's not messing around.
Just like in the corner or in school and stuff like that?
Right.
So what inspired you to sort of try to actually form an official group and get recorded?
Well, is the
voice
inspired me?
Yeah, like you
just friends.
Okay, so were the
Street Corner, Frankie Lyman, and teenagers coming up.
Okay, so the other members of the Ringleaders, who were they?
Willie Hawkins, Brett Anderson. Eddie Donahue, and me.
So how did you know all them? Were they all from your neighborhood?
Oh, they're all from the neighborhood, right.
Okay, so you said you formed the group in 1964, and you said you were already out of school at that time. What type of stuff did you do? Did you just sing at, like, local talent shows, or what did you do?
Yes.
So was it mainly in Saginaw that you sang, or did you ever travel to perform in other cities?
Just in Saginaw.
Okay. So how did you end up getting a record deal in Chicago? How did you end up getting a record deal on Wonderful Records in Chicago?
Well, we went around to Motown, I guess.
So you went to Detroit first?
Yes. But nothing happened there. We wasn't singing their style of music.
And then
later went to Chicago.
Okay. So where did you go? Did you go to, like, Record Row? Did you go to different record labels? Like, how'd you get signed to Wonderful Records in Chicago?
We went to Chess and a couple of others in Chicago. We run up on Wonderful.
Do you remember who you met with when you came to Wonderful Records?
Yes, Lena.
Okay.
Mr. Lena.
And so did you Did you have a demo already, or did you just sing for him? How did he end up signing you?
We just sang for him, yeah.
Okay. So how long were you in Chicago? Like, did you go back to Saginaw and then come back to record? Did you stay there?
Yes, we did. Like, yeah, he gave us a date to come around, you know. Come back, made that date, and recorded.
Okay. So was that in 66 or 65? Do you remember what year it was?
I think it was 65.
Okay. And so you came back to Chicago, and do you remember where you ended up recording the record?
Wonderful.
Yeah, do you remember, did they have their own studio, or did you go
They had their own studio. I think it was on Michigan.
Okay. And so you ended up recording do you remember how many songs you recorded at that session?
It was four.
Okay. And they ended up releasing a single called...
Let's Start Over.
Yeah, that was a great, great song that you guys released. And I know on the record you guys have writing credits. Did you guys all write the song together?
Yes, we did.
Okay, well, I'm going to play the record so people know what we're talking about, and then we could talk a little bit more. So this is the record you guys released, and I think it was from 1966. This is the Ringleaders with Let's Start Over. Okay, you are tuned to WHBK 88.5 FM in Chicago. That was just the Ringleaders with their record, Let's Start All Over. Let's Start Over. And if you're just tuning in, I have on the phone from Saginaw, Michigan, I have Vanny Lane, member of the Ringleaders, telling the story of his group. You still there, Vandy?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. So who sings lead on that record?
Willie Hawkins.
Okay. And so what parts does everybody else sing on the record?
I sing second tenor, Brent sing Storyteller and Edgar Marathon.
Okay. And you guys wrote that song. Did you guys write a lot of songs for yourselves, or did you just write it for the session?
Well, a lot of songs for ourselves. Before that, we recorded because what it would take, you know.
Okay. So that record, it got played in Chicago, right? It was a hit in Chicago?
Yes, that's what they say.
Okay. And after the record came out, did you go straight back? Did you stay in Chicago for a while, or did you go straight back to Saginaw?
I went back to Saginaw.
Okay, and did it get play in your hometown also?
Yes, it did.
So did you start doing more shows off of the record?
Well, just a couple, yeah.
Okay. And so were the shows just you, or was it you with some local groups also?
You repeat that again.
Were the shows that you did, was it just the Ringleaders, or did you play with other groups too?
No, with the Four Tops, we appeared with the Four Tops in Saginaw back in the 60s.
Oh, that's cool.
At the auditorium.
That must have been exciting for you.
Yes, it was.
So what happened? Did they recorded four songs on you, but they only released this song and then the B side, which is really good. It's called "Baby, What Has Happened to Our Love." Did that side get any play on the radio?
Did it work?
Did the "Baby, What Has Happened to Our Love" side get any play on the radio?
Yes, it did. Both sides.
Okay, yeah, both sides are great of that record. And then you don't know why they never released, why they never followed it up or released the other two sides?
No, I don't.
Okay. So did you guys ever try to do any more music stuff in your career?
Well, for a while, at least, no. We had a bit of problems, you know.
Like it was difficult to get another record deal at the time?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you said this break up.
So what year did you break up?
'68, I think it was.
Okay, so the group was pretty much only together for a few years.
Right.
Did any of the members ever try to do any more music ever?
I don't think so. No.
Okay, so you pretty much did everybody stay in Saginaw?
I stayed in Chicago for about 10 years after that.
Okay, and did you try to stay involved with music, or pretty much you just got a different career at that time?
Oh, another career at the time.
Okay. Well, at least you managed to record those four songs and release. At least you managed to record and release the music that you did, because they're excellent songs. And I don't know if you know this, but your records are very collectible in England now, actually.
Uh-huh.
Like they like the up-tempo side, the "Baby, What Has Happened to Our Love" side of the record. So I'm going to play that next. And I just want to say thanks so much for being on the phone and telling your story.
All right. You're welcome.
Thanks so much. And this last record by the Ringleaders that I'm going to play is the flip side, and this is really good. This is called "Baby, What Has Happened to Our Love."